Welcome to this ComputerWeekly.com podcast following RSA Conference 2016. With me today, I have Mathieu Gourges, who is CEO of Digitrust. Mathieu was at RSA 2016 last week, and I wanted to ask him a couple of questions about matters related to storage and compliance. So, Mathieu, the first question I have for you today is, what topics related to data storage and compliance were covered there? Over to you.
Thanks, Anthony. Well, RSA 2016 was a lot bigger than 2015 for a start, which is a good sign with regards to the appetite that the market has for anything that has to do with data, cloud, compliance, and security. Of course, there was a lot of talk about the challenge between the FBI and Apple in order to get access to encryption keys on a mobile phone. And that dominated some of the sessions at RSA. Really what that means is that data encryption is one of the key topics, and where the data is stored, whether it's on-premise or on the cloud, is also something that is very important and was discussed at a number of sessions and workshops. The concept of looking at the data and the actual life cycle of the data and how you can encapsulate data, perhaps using encryption, tokenization, digital fingerprints, in order to manage the data rather than where the data is stored, is also an area that was discussed at some of the keynotes. So I think that's one of the key differences between this year and last year at RSA is the fact that there was a lot more talk about how we deal with the data and where we store the data versus securing the infrastructure that the data might transit through, whether it's at rest, in use, or in motion.
Thanks, Mathieu. I wonder now if you could tell me what discussions there were about how organizations should prepare themselves to deal with any new regulations affecting data storage and compliance. Over to you again.
Yes, and I think it's fair to say that at RSA 2016, there was also a lot of talk about the new EU GDPR, the General Data Protection Regulation, and how that affects data and where you can store the data, how you store the data, and how you demonstrate compliance. One of the key topics that came back time and time again at the roundtable discussions and at some of the side events at RSA was the issue of data classification, data ownership, data management, and data storage. So essentially the whole life cycle of the data. And the feedback from RSA and from security professionals over there was that you need to start with a data classification policy, and you need to start considering how you can isolate the data from where it resides. So in other words, if you look at new solutions that allow you to essentially manage your encryption keys around the data, regardless of where the data is structured, solutions like Ionic, for instance, you'll see that it's a new way of looking at data storage and at the implications of where you store the data. That said, in order to do it the right way, you need not only technology, but you most likely need help from your in-house counsel or your in-house solicitor to make sure that you fully master the legal ramifications of where your data ends. And that's notwithstanding any requirements for e-discovery, whereby you may need to get access to data. And again, I go back to that issue of FBI versus Apple. Let's imagine that Apple actually had to hand over the keys to the FBI. Could they even do that? Would they actually manage to find the keys, and would they actually manage to find the relevant data for the FBI? So that's some of the questions that you need to keep in mind. So it's kind of a data lifecycle strategy management, which will involve choosing the right storage solutions, whether it's in the cloud or on-premise, the right security solutions in order to protect data, not just in transit and at rest, but also in use, and managing the people that have access to the data and how you can actually trace any transaction that has to do with that data. So it's not necessarily new, but it's a new way of looking at all concepts around data management.
Thanks very much, Mattia, and that's the end of the podcast. This was a ComputerWeekly.com podcast.